Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
All right, let's get all the election talk out of the way. Another day where the election's on the front pages. Irish Times, Friday favoured as leaders agree on 2024 election. Well, I thought at the very least a Friday was at least a given if it wasn't the date, but apparently this is news that the election will be on a Friday. That's the front of the Irish Times. The three coalition leaders agreed last night that the general election would be held this year. No agreement on a date or on when the election would be called. Taoiseach Simon Harris has indicated his preference for a Friday. So that's all we know. The election's going to be on a Friday this year. Could be the 29th of November or the 6th of December. I know Sean Defoe was mentioning in his report about the toy show. And I said that yesterday, would they do an election on the toy show day? And actually thinking about it, is it that relevant really? Because the toy show gets underway at 9:30 at night. Like the polls close at 10 p.m. I'm not sure the toy show would stop a lot of people voting. What would be a bigger factor is that that's a big Christmas party night, the 6th of December. So maybe people wouldn't be bothered to vote when you've more important things like going to your Christmas party on. Anyway, so we know it's on a Friday, according to the Irish Times, and that's essentially all we know. The other big story on the front of that paper is that the government has been advised to increase the price of the driving licence and getting your car tested, and also to hike penalties for dangerous road users and expand Exchequer funding of road safety amid a series of warnings about the Road Safety Authority. A final copy of an external review into the Road Safety Authority says there's a risk of insufficient resources and focus being allocated to road safety and education, and they're recommending that you overhaul the RSA, give some roles to the Department of Transport, and essentially to fund the Road Safety Authority, the price of the driving licence would go up and the price of the NCT. That's the front of the Irish Times. Front of the Irish Independent, fines doubled for jobless who refuse to seek work. This is one of the final acts of Minister Heather Humphreys before she bows out. Unemployed people who refuse to engage with social welfare employment services are going to have their job seekers' benefit cut by €90 under a plan which has already been quietly signed off on after the budget. Heather Humphreys has decided to double the fine imposed on unemployed people who are on job seekers who don't engage with her department. So it used to be €44, now it's €90. That's what your job seekers' benefit will be cut by if you refuse to look for work or do training or have a chat with the department about your job prospects. Irish Daily Mail on the front page. We know that the Dublin City Rejuvenation Plan has been published, and one of the things they want is 1,000 extra Gardaí over the next 3 years. Well, the Mail says that plans to deploy those Gardaí aren't viable as officers are tied up by mundane desk duties. This is a warning from the Garda Representative Association, which says that plans to get more Gardaí on frontline duties aren't viable because officers are completely reams of paperwork in the prosecution. Sorry, they're completing reams of paperwork in the prosecution of cases. So because the guards are behind the desk working away on paperwork, you're not going to be able to have them out on the beat. And that's the front of the Mail. The front of the Irish Sun, hunt for body of missing Chiron. Cops plan to search a property as part of their probe into the murder of young Chiron Dernan. Investigators have identified a building in Louth that they hope could lead to the discovery of the 8-year-old's body, and a search could be undertaken soon, according to the Sun. Also, Tusla has had to send files on Chiron to a review body as well, because Tusla is engaging in this. The question being over how long he was missing for, and schooling. Did the school not notice and things like that, and what happened? The Irish Daily Mirror, cartel big guns cracking up. Secret recordings reveal how Thomas Bomber Kavanagh was losing the plot as he feared a lengthy prison sentence for drug smuggling. A court heard how his lieutenants, including Liam Byrne, were told he'd be cracking heads if they didn't find him a weapons cache to save his neck. He planned to tip off authorities about the guns to try and get a lesser sentence. This is the big case, of course, that's getting underway, or it has been underway since yesterday in London. Inside the papers, we know about a waiting list for children waiting for scoliosis surgery. The Department of Health, according to the Irish Times, is now offering families of children with severe spinal conditions like scoliosis the option to get their treatment in New York and London as part of a drive to lower the number of patients waiting longer than 4 months for procedures. Minister Stephen Donnelly is going to tell the Cabinet today that the number of patients on the waiting list for longer than 4 months will fall to 20, down from 86 at the start of the year. And apparently patients are being offered treatment in Morgan Stanley Children's Hospital in New York and also Great Ormond Street Hospital in London. And then it's up to the families if they wish to go down that route, which can be stressful enough, I imagine, to bring your child to New York for surgery, but it could speed up the process. The Irish Independent tells us there's a big survey which has found that hoteliers in the Ballsbridge area of Dublin 4 have increased their prices by 30% on average for dates around events like the Autumn and Six Nations Rugby Internationals. Of course, there'll be accusations of price gouging here, which I'm sure the hotels would deny, but an analysis carried out by KHSK Economic Consultants of the six largest hotels within a kilometre of Upper Baggot Street found hotels were charging €373 a night for their cheapest double room on the day of a big event, compared with €288 per night 1 week earlier. So you're talking about a 30% increase in hotel prices when there's a big event on. You may remember the accusations of the guy who won the Conquer Championships, that he was using a steel Conquer. Well, the Irish Independent has an update today which tells us that the men's world Conquer champion, who was accused of using a Conquer made of steel, achieved his title fairly. So he's been completely cleared of cheating. David Jenkins, who took the title on October 13th and was at the centre of a probe after his opponent raised concerns about the Conquer that he had used. Then there was a big investigation and we are told that he absolutely is cleared of cheating and completely vindicated, and they have video evidence and everything, so you can read more about that in the Indo. No, nothing to see there, but good bit of drama for the past couple of weeks from the World Conquer Championships. And a couple of final stories for you. There's lots about words, and some people would say PC culture gone mad in the papers today. So we'll start off, both are in the Telegraph. We'll go to Northern Ireland, first of all, where civil servants have been told to avoid labelling people as millennials because it is offensive. So you can't say millennials or Gen Z, according to a new inclusive language guide for civil servants in Northern Ireland. Just mention their years or ages or decades when talking about their colleagues, and don't say things like millennials. Also, on the other end of the scale, you're not supposed to say old school, young at heart or aged. Definitely can't say elderly then, because you're trying to avoid hurting people. The guide is published by the Northern Ireland Civil Service, which says staff should use plain English and gender-neutral language. And then on the issue of gender-neutral language, in the Telegraph, Microsoft Word has been accused of censoring the term maternity leave because it's not inclusive enough. So if you're using Microsoft Word, you're going to be advised now by the programme, instead of maternity leave, to say birth-related leave, parental leave or childbirth leave when referring to the time off work that a woman can take after childbirth. And then on the other side, if you're talking about paternity leave, you're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say child bonding leave instead. Microsoft Word is making the recommendations as part of its inclusivity tool. So if you type in a word like maternity, what's going to come up is a dotted blue line and you will be presented with a list of alternative words approved by the software. Obviously, you can ignore their advice, but just interesting, this is the advice from Microsoft. Now, Microsoft saying maternity leave ain't acceptable anymore.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.